Four reactors, four explosions now at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear complex as of today since this crisis began. Two in the last 12 hours. Fires are threatening to spread nuclear waste pools into the air, and there is a no-fly zone around the facility. Japan's prime minister sounding an alarm.
We need now for everybody to move out of the 20-kilometer radius from the number one plant.
Hours later, officials say radiation levels plunged back down to non-dangerous levels, confusing and often conflicting reports from Okuma as workers struggle to reach cold shutdown. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, March 15th. Constant updates coming from Japan in the midst of a nuclear emergency.
And our mission is to try to clarify things this morning. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. A sequence of new explosions now and fire. An unstable situation seems to be getting worse at the Fukushima, Japan facility. Following that hydrogen buildup, which caused explosions in reactors 1 and 3 over the weekend and Monday, Reactor 2 was in trouble all morning yesterday, and it exploded this morning. Officials say the blast was strong enough to possibly damage the core's steel containment wall, and radiation is now leaking out. Today, Reactor 4 is in serious trouble after an explosion there led to a release of large amounts of radioactive material into the air. Right now, Japanese officials say Reactor 4 is heating up again as cooling water is evaporating, and workers, there are only estimated to be 50 of them now, racing to keep the fuel rods from melting down. Earlier, readings near the plant showed a spike in radioactivity. Just 75 minutes at that exposure, according to Japanese officials, can lead to radiation sickness. Speaking through an interpreter, Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan says the 140,000 people left inside the evacuation zone should leave immediately.
We would like to ask you to remain indoors, at home, or in your offices.
One reassuring note, not clear how long-lived it is. The radiation levels at the plant have dropped to a safe level at this point.
Radiation already is spreading across Japan through the airways. The winds are blowing it toward Tokyo. They have reported higher radiation levels this morning there, although not dangerous yet. Joining us from Tokyo is freelance journalist Matt Ault. Good morning, Matt. Can you tell me how people are responding to these reports that the radiation is rising in Tokyo?
Well, there's been a lot of apprehension in the air, but I can tell you there's been absolutely no sense of panic. People are watching the developments with an eagle eye, as you might understand, but expect. But the fact of the matter is that the most recent readings are showing that radiation levels have dropped back down to normal levels after a spike earlier in the day. And there is talk that the situations are being brought under control at the reactors. So people are holding their breaths, certainly, but there is a collective sense that things are moving, hopefully, in a better direction.
And yet they're preparing for the possible worst.
Well, the issue is that one of the major issues that's facing Japan right now is that in addition to the nuclear power plants that are obviously offline because of the issues that they're facing, a lot of conventional power plants as well were knocked out by the force of the earthquake and the tsunami. Because of this, the demand for power is outstripping supply, and the government has had to institute rolling blackouts in the Tokyo suburbs, which is a situation that the city has never faced before. There are also reduced train lines, and as a result, there's a lot less food and things and supplies getting into the city, which means that there have been runs on certain staples such as milk, rice, and bread. It's not an actual shortage at this point. It's more like that people are hoarding in certain areas.
And preparing for a possible shortage, I'm sure. Freelance journalist Matt Ault speaking to us from Tokyo.
The latest on the actual tsunami disaster, 2,500 is the death toll, more than 500,000 homeless on a day that's seen snow and freezing rain. Looking at the markets, the Wall Street futures are down over 200 points. The Dow gets underway at 11,993, the S&P at 1,296. The NASDAQ opens at 2,700. Full coverage with us.
We'll keep you updated on the latest from Japan. In a moment, we'll have an explainer for you to help you understand exactly what's going on at the Fukushima Daiichi plant.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.